New Hampshire's neighboring states have been investing in alternative energy sources for years, but New Hampshire has been slower to act in response to climate change. Now, the Granite State is looking to be a leader in a major new source of renewable energy, offshore wind. NHPR's Annie Ropeek has more on why.
Turnout exceeded all expectations at the first meeting of a federal task force on offshore wind development in the Gulf of Maine. One state legislator was heard saying the line to get in rivaled the line for the women's bathroom at Fenway Park.
Good morning. Come on. Look what we're kicking off. This is exciting. Good morning.
Governor Chris Sununu welcomed hundreds of people who filled up a huge meeting hall and overflow rooms at UNH. When it comes to energy reform, Sununu has always focused on minimizing costs to consumers. Today, he had a message. The way to get there is with huge amounts of power from high-tech wind turbines floating in the ocean.
We're not talking about benchtop models. We're not talking about theory. We're not writing papers. We want to build something here, right? We want those electrons to be zipped over back into New England in one way or the other, and we want people to benefit from it.
This big meeting came just under a year after Sununu asked the Trump administration to open up the possibility of offshore wind in the Gulf of Maine. They formed this task force with stakeholders in New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts to see how wind would work with fisheries, transmission systems, aesthetics, and more. New Hampshire Business Commissioner Taylor Caswell is part of the task force. He says offshore wind would be a game changer for businesses in the state and for displacing the greenhouse gas-emitting fossil fuels that cause climate change.
If, in fact, that's the direction we're going, which I do think it is, and here we have an opportunity to start talking about renewable energy in gigawatts, as opposed to 5 megawatts here and 4 megawatts there.
For scale, just a dozen or so of these wind turbines can produce as much electricity as a nuclear power plant. But these wind farms are probably 10 years off from reality. Activists like Griffin Sinclair Wingate of 350 New Hampshire say there are lots of other steps the Sununu administration could take now, like supporting solar, hydropower, or energy efficiency. Instead, Sinclair Wingate says,
and he has vetoed countless numbers of bills that would have a tremendous impact in developing renewable energy in the state.
Sununu says his opposition to smaller-scale technologies like solar is based on economics, but advocates say these sectors have major untapped potential to lower costs for consumers and create jobs. Still, a growing wind industry does provide some unique opportunities, like on New Hampshire's seacoast, which many say could be perfectly positioned as a hub for wind construction offshore. Key to that vision is the Port of New Hampshire on the Piscataqua River in Portsmouth. It's got deep water, a ready workforce, and easy access to highways. The wind industry wouldn't have to build a whole new facility. Port Director Gino Marconi says they've had a taste of what wind business could be like. Last summer, huge components for land-based turbines were shipped into this port before they were trucked out to Antrim.
So out all that open area where we walked through, we had a lot of the tower sections and everything staged out there.
These turbines were far smaller than an offshore installation, and still the project took a year to plan. With us at the port is Michael Behrman, one of the state's top wind evangelists. Behrman has spent a lot of time here imagining the future, and even took state and industry leaders to see wind farms in Denmark in 2018.
We're looking at, by 2040, a $1 trillion global industry. If we could even grab a small part of that for New Hampshire, it would be transformative for our economy.
Behrman says he's dedicated his career to tackling climate change, and wind is the best option New England has ever had to make a difference.
For me, and for a lot of people, the reality of being able to tap into such a large energy resource gives us hope that we can achieve the changes in our energy generation resources that we really need and need to do in a very quick time frame.
Until that happens, he hopes the state's enthusiasm for wind will spread to the rest of its climate change response, too. Annie Ropeek, NHPR News.